This goes to Dr. Carr. It's C-A-R-R. Fax 616-363-8870 regarding James, middle initial L, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth 9/30/1958. Dear Dr. Carr, this is a consultation for Mr. Brown, who was sent for evaluation of an acute kidney injury that occurred June 21st of this year, most likely secondary to extremely low blood pressure and dehydration. Apparently, his blood pressure had been running between 100 and 130 over 70 to 80 when checked in the office. And he had been checking it at home also, but he did develop vomiting, diarrhea, dizziness, diaphoresis. He did call his primary care provider's office and was told to come in right away. At that point, he did have a blood pressure 80 systolic, and multiple medications were discontinued at that time. Metoprolol was stopped. Farxiga, 10 milligram a day, was stopped. Lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25, that was stopped. Metformin was stopped. Fenofibrate also. His blood pressure did slowly improve after those changes were made on June 21st. His blood pressure readings after he returned home were 90 over 62, the next day, the 22nd, 87 over 70, then 107 over 70, 623, 86 over 63, up to 103 over 77, 624, blood pressure was 107 over 81, up to 112 over 84, and they gradually have improved. There have been a few high readings, as high as 149 over 93, 147 over 95 are two examples. And the patient and his wife believe he had very salty food the day before those readings were taken. He did have his creatinine level rechecked on 6/28/23, and it was back to his baseline at 1.31. Previous creatinine levels were done 10/29 of 21, creatinine of 1.21, greater than 60, 4/29 of 21, creatinine is 1.31, GFR 58, 11/17 of 2020, creatinine was 1.28, the GFR was 60. So the patient's baseline is between 58 and 60 since 2020. And the creatinine of 3.0 on 6/21/23 was an acute kidney injury, in our opinion. He's feeling better, currently has no symptoms, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have chronic diarrhea after his removal of the transverse colon for colon cancer about 18 years ago. So he does suffer from chronic diarrhea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He does have edema of the lower extremities that is stable, and he has chronic obesity. No chest pain or palpitations, no history of heart disease to his knowledge, no congestive heart failure, no dizziness today, no syncopal episodes this month. Medication or drug allergies, he's allergic to statins and shellfish, and those cause anaphylactic reactions. Current medications, he's on Keflex, 500 milligrams. He takes 4 capsules before dental procedures. Viagra, 50 milligram, 50 milligram as needed. EpiPen for shellfish allergy. Wellbutrin, 150 milligram daily. Phentermine or Adipex is 37.5 milligram daily to help with weight loss. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily, and daily vitamin gummy choose. That's two daily. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and his most recent hemoglobin A1C on May of 23 was 9.5. He had an aggressive form of colon cancer in 2018, hyperlipidemia. He has had ongoing weight loss of 100 pounds over the last 4 years, he reports. Varicose veins and edema of the lower extremities and chronic diarrhea. Past surgical history, he had the partial colectomy with his entire transverse colon removed and then anastomosis without any external device required. No radiation or chemo was required. He had a left total knee scope followed by a left total knee replacement. He's had a large abdominal hernia repair with mesh placement. The size was 10.8, and that was following the colectomy surgery. And he had a left-hand gunshot wound and required tendon repair and surgical correction of the injury. And he's had a vasectomy. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. He occasionally consumes alcohol but denies illicit drug use. He is married. He is retired, but he does coach football, and he is able to run up and down the football field as he is a referee for that sport. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, thyroid disease, hypertension, stroke, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical examination, weight is 315 pounds, height 71 inches, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 140/84, pulse 87, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, unable to palpate any abnormal masses, but he has a great deal of obesity and may be difficult to palpate abnormal features in the abdomen. There's no evidence of ascites, though. Extremities, he does have multiple varicose veins from the knees down bilaterally and 1+ edema, ankles and feet bilaterally. He does have some decreased sensation in his soles of his feet and toes. Fetal pulse is 1 to 2+ bilaterally. Brisk capillary refill. No ulcerations or lesions. And labs and diagnostic studies. We do have a renal ultrasound that was done 6/22/23. Right kidney 12.1 centimeter, left kidney was 12.3 centimeters. There was a small simple cyst in the left upper kidney and a 44 ml post-void residual. And the pre-void volume was 207 ml. No hydronephrosis, no masses, no stones were noted. And then the creatinines were previously described, but other lab studies, June 28th of 2023, sodium 136, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 27, calcium is 8.4. The protein to creatinine ratio is normal at 0.6, TSH 3.06. Urinalysis is negative for blood and negative for protein. Hemoglobin is 14.4, normal platelets, white blood cells are 11.5. Assessment and plan, one, acute renal, acute kidney injury with a elevated creatinine level. On June 21st, 2023, secondary to severe hypotension and dehydration. This did resolve with stopping all offending medications. Two, hypertension, and the patient will most likely need an antihypertensive added soon. We would recommend you avoid all ACE inhibitors, all angiotensin receptor blocker agents. Diuretics would not be appropriate either due to his history of chronic diarrhea and dehydration. Instead, metoprolol or beta blockers are certainly appropriate. Be careful with the calcium channel blockers, though, due to his chronic edema of the lower extremities and the way that can worsen the edema. He will also continue to follow a low-salt diet very carefully. For diabetes, if he requires increased control, we would recommend avoiding metformin because of his chronic diarrhea. If you do wish to resume Jardiance, we don't object, but he would need monthly lab studies for careful monitoring, as that med can also cause sodium losses and dehydration. So maybe that would not be a first choice to resume. I'm certain there are other choices for diabetic control that may be appropriate also. And so the patient will have lab studies done. He's going to get them done again this month for a recheck, and then every 3 months thereafter. We'll have a follow-up visit with him in this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.